Good morning. I'm going to give a an update on conditions in the region since our and highlight developments since our last briefing. So in sum, over the last couple of months, economic activity has continued to expand in New York State and New York City. It has remained steady in New Jersey and has declined in Puerto Rico. Private sector employment trends in the region, we've seen growth in New York State and New York City, a modest upward trend in New Jersey, but no significant signs of recovery yet in Puerto Rico. Unemployment rates are edging down from their cyclical peaks across the region, but they remain high. So let me begin first with economic activity. This chart, the shaded portion of this chart shows the national recession. The peak of activity occurred in December of 2007, and the decline in activity ended in June of 2009, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. Now, in the region, we measure activity using our indexes of coincident economic indicators. And this line is the index for New York City. The index is a single measure that excuse me, the index is a single measure that captures economic activity, and we use it to date peaks and troughs in cycles. The index shows that the peak in activity in the city occurred in May of 2008, and according to a statistical procedure we use to define turning points in the regional economy, the decline in activity in the city ended in December of 2009 and has expanded since then. Now, in the last couple of months, again, since our last briefing, that activity has continued to expand at a fairly brisk pace. Now, a similar measure for New York State shows a bottoming of activity also in December of 2009, and a recovery that was a bit more tepid in the state than we saw in the city, and the activity has continued to expand since our last briefing at a moderate pace. And the procedure we use to date cycles is backward-looking, much like the national procedure, and that we have not yet determined that that December of 2009 is actually the month in which activity declined in the state. A similar measure for New Jersey shows a sharp decline in activity with no recovery, the economy being essentially flat. And then the index plotted here is for Puerto Rico. Now, this index is developed in Puerto Rico by the Government Development Bank. It's trying to capture the same idea, economic activity. As of the last briefing, we had seen some signs that perhaps the economy had bottomed out and was on the recovery, but subsequent observations have shown that the economy continues to decline. So look at our Empire State Manufacturing Survey. This is a survey we conduct monthly, asking a sample of manufacturers across New York State a number of questions, but the top line question we ask them is to compare conditions this month with those last month. Now, the blue bars indicate months of expanding activity, and the gray bars indicate months of decline. And you can see that the activity, and this is the whole series, by the way, going back to July of 2001, and you can see that there was a strong activity through the first half of this year. We hit a soft patch in July, August, and September, but the October reading was 15.7, which was a clear gain over the sort of positive but low readings we had in July to September. It indicate that conditions in the manufacturing sector statewide are improving. Now we'll look at employment trends. The bars in this chart show the year-over-year percent change in private sector employment in the nation through September. Now, we use private sector employment to avoid the volatility introduced by the hiring and layoff of census workers. And you can see, again, that growth nationally has been modest, but for the past 2 months is up over its year-ago level. Now, a similar measure for New York City through August, which is the last month for which state and local data are available, shows that the private sector employment is well above year-ago levels. In New York State, private sector employment is, again, above year-ago levels and slightly above the national trend. In New Jersey, now we've had a couple of months of growth, the last couple of months of expansion. It's been modest, but there were some signs that perhaps some momentum was developing in the state. Nevertheless, employment levels there still remain slightly below their year-ago levels. And in Puerto Rico, employment remains well above its year-ago levels, and we have yet to see any significant sign of a rebound. So just for perspective, this chart plots monthly employment levels of private sector employment. This chart shows New York City, and the gains that we've talked about over the past year or so have offset about a third of the roughly 170,000 decline in private sector employment in the city. In New Jersey, limited growth and virtually none of the decline of about 200,000 jobs have been offset to date. And in New York State, which is plotted on the right scale, only about a tenth of the jobs lost in the state have been recouped to date. So these areas have a ways to go before they regain their previous peak. A similar picture for Puerto Rico. Going back to its peak employment level, the decline has been about 100,000. And the seesaw pattern we've seen for the last couple of months, we haven't recouped really any of the jobs in that in Puerto Rico. Now, looking across the region, private sector job growth. Now, we're going to look at growth recently from May through August, and this is going to be the percentage change. Upstate, the picture is mixed. We've had some areas that have grown, but we've also seen declines in some areas. A more consistent picture of growth downstate, with the exception of Fairfield County, growth downstate has been fairly strong and above the national average, and a similar picture for three of the metropolitan areas in northern New Jersey. Again, Puerto Rico remains weak. Now, I just want to highlight a couple of sectors that are developments in a couple of sectors that are important for our region. The sectoral job growth for all sectors are available in a chart at the end of the chart package, but I want to highlight a few here. The first is education and health services. Now, this sector typically is growing jobs in a trend-like manner, typically grows right through the cycle, but it's hit a soft patch recently. Since between May and August, while it expanded nationally, it's declined in our region. Both education and health jobs have declined in New York State. Declines in New Jersey have largely been in education, and Puerto Rico's also seen declines in education and health. Now, again, this is a soft patch. If you compare levels of employment in this sector to levels at the same time last year, there's been a pretty healthy gain. Second sector is construction, and we'll be talking a bit more about that when we discuss housing. It's been a drag on growth in New Jersey and Puerto Rico. We've seen a bit of a pickup in New York, but there was a very weak spring in New York. So this, in a way, was a bit of a payback for a weak spring. If you were to look at the level of construction employment in the state last year, we're still below those levels. Professional and business services, a category that contains firms that provide relatively sophisticated professional and business services, as well as administrative support and temporary help, has expanded nationally and has either been stable or expanded here in our region. Manufacturing, this is the sector we looked at our last briefing, very modest gains nationally. New York, however, has continued to expand jobs, as we had seen they had done in the spring. New Jersey and Puerto Rico, however, have given back some of the jobs that they had gained over the spring. Financial activities. Now, this is a sector, a big sector, includes finance, insurance, and real estate. There was an expansion a bit in Puerto Rico, as well as in New Jersey, and that expansion in New Jersey, was part of that was in banking. However, the state has a long way to go to make up for the roughly 30,000 jobs that were lost in that sector in this downturn. In New York, employment in the sector is still declining, and in particular in the security sector in New York City, which is typically a leading sector for a recovery in the city, has yet to rebound. And finally, state and local government. We've been talking about private sector to date, but the state and local government sector has been a drag on employment both nationally and in our region, and in particular in New Jersey, where local government employment has fallen substantially in the last couple of months. Now, turning to unemployment, again, the shaded portion represents the national recession, and you can see the national unemployment rate rising through the recession, peaking in 2009, and really to date through September, just being slightly off of that peak. A similar picture you can see in New York City, as well as in New Jersey. Unemployment peaking, but only modestly off its peak. New York State, on average, a lower unemployment rate, but a similar pattern. And in Puerto Rico, when we spoke last time, the unemployment rate was above 17%. the peak in this cycle. It's down about 1%, but at 15.6, it's still very high. Now, as we look at unemployment rates across the region, we see a fairly tight range of rates upstate below the national average. Rates a little bit higher, a little bit more mixed downstate, but still below the national average. And a similar picture in northern New Jersey. Again, the unemployment rate in Puerto Rico remains extremely high. So just to sum up, the recovery of activity seems firmly in place in New York City, and activity continues to expand in New York State. Activity has shown no growth in New Jersey and is declining in Puerto Rico. Overall private sector employment in New York State and New Jersey is up modestly over its year-ago level, although state and local government employment is weak. And finally, unemployment rates have retreated somewhat in the past few months, but remain at exceptionally high levels.